From Spark and Anvil and A-Forge, this is Edge and Feed in Chapter 1 of the A-Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The A-Forge classroom usually buzzed with the quiet hum of servers, a sound like a distant, enormous beehive. Today, however, that hum was punctuated by Kai's frustrated sigh, a sound that seemed to vibrate through the very floor. Kai slumped over a terminal, shoulders rounded, eyes fixed on the glowing screen. "It's just wrong," Kai mumbled, the words barely escaping a tight throat. From behind a towering stack of blinking, humming machines, two figures emerged. The first, Edge, moved with a deliberate, almost cautious precision, as if navigating a path visible only to them, a tightrope stretched across the room. The second, Feed, ambled along with a gentle rolling gait, a large, empty woven basket swinging lightly from one hand. They were Edge and Feed, the unofficial caretakers of the A-Forge's most perplexing questions. "Wrong how, Kai?" Edge asked, their voice quiet but remarkably clear, each word carefully placed. Kai jabbed a finger at the screen. "I asked the art bot to draw a picture of the first astronaut on Mars. Look at it!" The image displayed a person in a silver spacesuit, helmet reflecting a distorted classroom, planting a flag. Except the flag wasn't a flag. It was a giant pepperoni pizza, perfectly round, dripping with cheese. "They haven't even been to Mars yet. And why, for all the space dust in the galaxy, is there a pizza flag?" Feed peered over Kai's shoulder, a soft chuckle rumbling in their chest. "Ah, a classic case of a cosmic culinary catastrophe. You've come to the right place, young explorer." Feed gestured toward two large, distinct posters hanging side by side on the wall. One poster featured a stark, clean drawing of a brain, bisected by a sharp, unwavering line labeled "What It Knows." The other showed a swirling, vibrant river, overflowing with images and words, all pouring into a giant, hungry funnel labeled "What It Was Fed." "Every AI has two stories you need to hear, Kai," Edge said, standing perfectly still, their gaze unwavering. Edge walked Kai over to the first poster, the one with the stark line bisecting the brain. Edge's finger traced the sharp division. "Think of an AI like a vast library," Edge began, their voice a steady current. "A truly enormous library, filled with billions of books, scrolls, and digital files. It reads and reads and reads, absorbing everything it can about the world." "So it should know we haven't been to Mars," Kai said, a frown deepening. The logic felt simple enough. "Up to a point, yes," Edge corrected gently, their tone patient. "But imagine that library suddenly locked its doors one day. No new books were ever added after that moment. Let's say it stopped getting new information 2 years ago." Edge drew an invisible line in the air with a precise finger. "Its knowledge of the world ends right here. On this side of the line, it knows everything that was in its books. But on the other side, beyond that boundary, it's all a blank page, an unknown territory." Edge tapped the poster. "When you asked for something it couldn't possibly know, an astronaut on Mars, which hasn't happened yet, it reached the edge of its knowledge. It hit that invisible line. And when an AI doesn't know, sometimes it gets creative. It doesn't like to admit, 'I don't know.'" "So it just made something up?" Kai asked, the frustration starting to give way to a flicker of curiosity. "Exactly," Edge confirmed. "It guessed. It took something it did know about, astronauts and flags, and then when it couldn't find the missing piece, it filled in the blanks with something illogical, a made-up story to cover the gap in its understanding. That's the first question you always have to ask. What does this AI actually know, and where does its knowledge stop?" Kai stared at the line on the poster, a new kind of boundary emerging in their mind, not just physical, but informational.
Edge and Feed stood with Kai between the two posters, forming a quiet triangle of understanding. The air in the A-Forge seemed to hum with a different kind of energy now, less about frustration and more about discovery. So you have to put the two ideas together, Edge said, their gaze moving from one poster to the other, connecting them. First, you asked a question about something that hasn't actually happened yet. So it went past the edge of what it knows, Kai finished, a slow nod beginning. The pieces were starting to click. Right, Feed chimed in, their voice warm and encouraging. And since it had to guess, since it couldn't find the real answer, it looked around its digital pantry for ingredients to make something up. It saw astronaut in your prompt, Edge continued, picking up the thread seamlessly. So it grabbed the idea of a person in a spacesuit. It saw flag, Feed added. So it grabbed the idea of a pole with fabric on it, a symbol of something important. But since the real answer, the actual flag on Mars, didn't exist in its knowledge base, Edge stated, it couldn't find the right flag image. So it rummaged around for another popular ingredient it was fed a lot of, Feed concluded, a distinct twinkle in their eye, and it found a big, cheesy pepperoni pizza. It mixed them all together and served you a picture that, to its logic, made perfect sense. Kai looked from Edge to Feed, then back to the screen. The silly picture, which had moments ago been a source of pure annoyance, now held a different kind of meaning. It wasn't just random or wrong. It was a clear, if absurd, clue about how the AI actually worked. It was a story, told in Chrome and Cheese, about the AI's inherent limits and its digital diet.
Oh, I get it now, Kai exclaimed, the frustration completely gone, replaced by a wide-eyed look of genuine discovery. It's not just a magic brain that knows everything. I have to be a detective for its answers. Kai walked over and placed one hand on each poster, a gesture of ownership. I always have to ask the two questions. What does it know? Edge said, giving a small, crisp nod, acknowledging the insight. And what was it fed? Feed added, their voice full of warmth, like sunshine after a long rain. Kai turned back to the terminal. The annoyance had vanished, replaced by a quiet sense of power. Kai now possessed the essential tools to understand the strange, sometimes wonderful, sometimes baffling pictures the art bot created. It wasn't about getting the right answer anymore. It was about understanding the answer you received and why. Okay, art bot, Kai said to the screen, a small grin playing on their lips. Let's try something different. Let's see what you do know for sure. Edge and Feed watched as Kai began typing a new prompt, no longer a frustrated user battling a machine, but an explorer charting unknown digital territories. They had given Kai not just an explanation, but a fundamental map for navigating the weird and wonderful world of AI. And that map, it turned out, had only two main roads.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Edge and Feed. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.